You've heard me talk about CTC Math for some time now, but have you tried it out yet? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective. This online math program uses creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I am back with Tana Meyer. And if you missed our interview on Monday, you're going to want to go back and listen to that. We are talking about how to encourage the type B homeschool mom, which is myself and Tana as well. We were kind of talking about the type A mom versus the type B mom. And the type B homeschool mom would be those of us who maybe don't have it all perfectly together. We don't have the perfect schedule. We don't have the perfect layout of our curriculum, and our days don't flow perfectly, though I don't know any homeschool family that every day flows perfectly for them, but many do more than others. We did an interview with September McCarthy, and she's one who is another one. She just is so good at organization and the schedule and morning basket time and all this stuff. And I'm like, I want to be like you. And then I have to step back and I have to remember, but God didn't make me that way. He made me the way I am. And so, you know, on any given day, if you walked into our home and saw the way we homeschool, you would think we were just a complete hot mess of a homeschool family. But in reality, my kids are learning the things that they need to learn. And it blows my mind sometimes. We talked about this in the first part of our interview that we're not enough, but God is. And so he's going to fill in all of the gaps. And I see him doing that. And it always just amazes me to see what he's doing and the things my girls are learning that I'm not even necessarily teaching them. They're just learning because life, and because they read books, and because we study God's word together. And it's just, it's incredible to just see God's hand at work in that. So Tana, thank you for being back with me again today. To
talk absolutely.
About the type B mom. One of the other points that you make in talking about the type B mom is that we're not going to do it right. Which is what we're talking about. I always feel like I'm messing it up. So let's talk about that. Is there a right way to homeschool? Is there a wrong way to homeschool? How do you encourage that mom?
Yeah. I mean, new homeschool moms and really every homeschool mom right about the time where it's time to plan for the new year starts to think, you know, rethink their life, rethink their homeschool life. I must be doing it wrong. I need to figure out the right way. And all those hours and hours and hours of research of the perfect curriculum and the perfect method and, you know, how to have the perfect schedule. And then we put something really beautiful together. And then 2 weeks into it, it all falls apart. Yep. Or maybe even 2 days.
Or 2 hours.
Yeah, or 2 hours. And we're like, well, we failed. We're not doing it. And so I've mentioned that I'm a homeschool blogger. I love homeschool blogs. I love, you know, the things that we share on social media because we're giving an insight into our life and tips. And but you always have to take those things with a grain of salt because no, like you said, nobody's homeschool is perfect. Mm-hmm. No, nothing is absolutely all together. But I think we've built up in our minds this idea of what the perfect homeschool mom looks like and what the perfect homeschool looks like. And if we're not doing that, then we're failing. And that is just, we've got to pull ourselves out of that mindset and stop comparing and holding ourselves to a standard that isn't realistic. And my first few years of homeschooling, I really struggled with that a lot. I struggled with scheduling, and somebody gave me this. I remember somebody gave me this book that schedules you through 15-minute increments of your whole homeschool day and, you know, has all your kids doing all these things. And there's this chart and it's color coded and it's beautiful. And I tried it and I failed so miserably. And I felt like a lot of my efforts at the beginning were like that. And I realized at some point that I couldn't do it. I could not pull it together. I could not be that way. I could not be like whatever that type A homeschool mom is. That wasn't me. And so kind of in a moment of desperation, I just scrapped everything and spent a couple weeks in prayer, just praying for God to help me kind of settle my heart and focus me on the right priorities, focus me on what he wanted me to do in baby steps. And that time was probably the most valuable time I've ever spent in my homeschool. And in fact, I wrote about it. I have a book called The Prayerful Homeschooler. I write about how I did that and some steps on doing that on your own. And I have a prayer calendar for moms. And I depend on that. I depend on that more than curriculum.
Yeah.
But in my mind, that's the only way to homeschool right, is to homeschool by depending on the Lord every step of the way. Everything else, how it looks, what method you use, what curriculum, yada, 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 all of that will fall into place in God's unique design for your homeschool. And I believe he does care about those details and he will help guide us in those.
Sure. Tell me the name of the book again.
It's called The Prayerful Homeschooler.
Talk a little bit about that. So how tell me about that book, because I've not seen this. Can you just walk me through a little bit of what you do in the book?
In the book, I just kind of explain that process, that experience that I had. And then I walk through how to go through 8 areas. I probably couldn't even remember them off the top of my head, but 8 areas, like planning, when your day is hard, when their day is hard, discipleship, academics, all these different areas of your homeschool and really your family life, and how to pray for those things diligently. And I give some tools and printouts that you can use to, you know, really make it stick. And it was a hard thing for me to do, to just set everything aside and focus on those things. Mm-hmm. But doing that diligently, it really helped. And so I ended up turning it into this set of scripture cards and a prayer calendar that go with it, so that I could continue to do that diligently. I didn't want to lose that. I didn't want to lose that experience.
Yeah.
And that's been foundational for our homeschool more than any other curriculum or method or anything.
When you say prayer calendar, is it a 30-day prayer calendar? You pray a specific thing each day for you and your children, or is it a calendar that takes you through the year? How do you do that?
So it's the book. What the book does is take you through those 8 areas to pray for your homeschool when you're starting from scratch and building your homeschool on prayer. And then the prayer calendar is more of like a maintenance thing. It's the prayer calendar includes actual prayers written out that you can just practice and you can modify for your use for a week. And then the scripture cards contain all the scripture verses that I included in the book that you can just use. I like to laminate them and put them on a ring and put them in my bathroom and go lock myself in there when I need 5 minutes with the Lord and, you know, everything's falling apart. Yeah. That's been really helpful for me.
Yeah, I love it. I love that you do scripture cards, because so oftentimes I think when we get frustrated with our homeschooling and or with our kids or with ourselves, we tend to want to go somewhere else. We want to call a friend. We want to just, you know, write about it on Facebook. We want to call our mom. We want to do something like that to make it feel better. And so often we forget that the one we need to go to first is the Lord. We, you know, go to scripture. There is so much in scripture. I'm reading through Psalms right now. And I just got to this point where I'm reading through my Bible and I'm not in Psalms at this point, but I needed to stop last week. And I just thought, I need some encouragement. My mind is going a million different directions, and I just need to focus on God's faithfulness and his encouragement. And so I just started again at the beginning of Psalms, and I've just been reading through, and just to see God's faithfulness and realize that it's not on me. He is so faithful to take what he's given us and to take our children and just to bring it all together and just say, trust me in doing this. And so I love that you do scripture cards and that you've got very specific scriptures in there that will direct mom's hearts to where they need to be directed to. In scripture, I'm looking at God's word. I mean, there's no better place to direct them to. You know, we can read the greatest books on homeschooling. We can have, like you said earlier, the greatest curriculum. We can do all of the right things, but if we're not focusing every one of our efforts on him, it's just going to seem like kind of a mess.
Right. And we tend to go to places like blogs and Facebook and books to look for a solution. We're problem solvers. That's what homeschool moms do. We're trying to solve a problem. We have this problem. Let's solve it. We want it quick. But the reality is that the kind of solutions that will bring peace and, you know, true guidance to our homeschool isn't going to be on Facebook or in a book or on a blog. It's going to be in God's word and in those quiet moments with him when we're desperately leaning on him and he guides us, you know, quietly.
Yeah. Do you, this, I'm going to totally put you on the spot here. So if you don't have something off the top of your head, don't worry about it. But do you have a favorite scripture or a couple of favorite scriptures that you really enjoy meditating on when you're having a hard day?
Yes, I do. Hold on one second. The one that's rejoice in the Lord always. That one is my favorite because I feel like I can, there are times when I am just stressed out during the day and there's chaos all around, you know, there's piles of books, there's piles of dishes, there's piles of children, it's chaos. And if I rejoice in the Lord and pray continuously, then, it really calms my heart. It really helps me to pause and focus on, what I need to do right in that moment. And even when I'm planning, you know, right now I'm in planning mode. And so I always come back to that scripture.
Yeah, that's a good one. You know, I often think of Matthew 6:33. That's probably my favorite go-to is seek first the kingdom of God, which is exactly what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Don't worry about all that other stuff. Seek him first and he'll take care of the rest. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't put effort into it. You know, like you said, we homeschool moms are intentional about the things that we're doing, and we have to be intentional about these things. We can't just say, oh, well, God's going to take care of it and then go on our merry way and you know, plop down on the couch and not worry about what our kids are doing throughout the day. We do have to be intentional about it, but seek him first and he'll fill in the gaps. Let's take a quick break and we will be right back. Does it feel like you spend more time searching for educational videos than watching them? Are you looking for educational games and activity books? Do you need some virtual field trips to supplement your studies? Then Homeschool History is for you. Homeschool History is a new online resource from the team at Knotgrass History. You can use your phone, tablet, or computer to find history-related videos, games, websites, field trips, and more. Visit homeschoolhistory.com to start your free trial today. The 2020 Homegrown Generation Family Expo is available now to encourage you. You'll enjoy practical homeschooling encouragement, advice, and resources from many of your favorite homeschool leaders. Here are just a few of the testimonials from those who have enjoyed this online conference. Rachel said, "Best homeschool conference I have ever attended, filled my soul and definitely God-driven." Katie said, "This was absolutely amazing. I have been so encouraged and blessed. The one thing that stood out to me about each session I have listened to is that every single one pointed us back to Jesus, back to him who is faithful. Thank you for everyone who made this possible." And another homeschool mom said, "Thank you so much for all the value provided at this price. We are a big family with a super tight budget. My husband was encouraged. The boys listened in too. A relief to find this resource at such an affordable price with so much value." Register today at homegrowngeneration.com for a free preview, over 9 hours of content, or register for lifetime access to the entire conference for just $20. Go to homegrowngeneration.com today. We are back with Tana. And again, we're talking to the Type B homeschool mom and just bringing some encouragement. Let's talk to the mom who really feels, and we talked about this a little bit before, but who feels like she just cannot homeschool successfully. We often have different circumstances. You know, we're maybe taking care of a family member, or maybe we have an illness ourselves, or we have a child who's dealing with an illness, or maybe, I know this is really a big one, we have a child who has some sort of a learning disability or something that we're struggling with in that aspect. And we just feel like we can't do this successfully. How do you encourage that, Mom?
Right. I really feel like anybody can homeschool successfully, no matter what the limitations in their lives are, what kind of personality defects they have, like me, I have all sorts. No matter what limitations are on their life, I really believe that God will give us all that we need for life and godliness. I said that before, but I really think it's true. Yeah. Maybe that should have been my favorite scripture. That's the one I just keep coming back to. You know, when I feel like I can't do it, when I feel like I'm not enough, I always come back to the Lord will give me all I need. And so I think we just need to seek him first.
Yeah.
So, right, you know, nowadays homeschoolers have so many options, so many resources to choose from. The challenge more often is that is wading through all of that to find the things that will fit our family well. And again, they're praying through that process really helps a lot. So I don't feel like there's a lack of resources or materials mm-hmm. or tools to be able right. to tackle all of those challenges well. Yeah. I mean, even with scheduling is something homeschool moms struggle with a lot. You know, us tight V moms, right. we're like, we can't do the block schedule. We can't do the daily. We can't do any schedule. And I ended up landing on loop scheduling, which really helped me. Yep. And that was some, you know, it's so relaxed and natural. And it's something that just flows with our daily life. And I don't have to think too hard about it, frankly. Yeah. And that's what I need is something I don't have to think too hard that actually works. So implementing something like that, I have a course called the Loop Scheduling Workshop that will help, you know, help you set up something like that. But setting up rhythms and routines for your homeschool that really are crafted around your style and your family can really go a long way toward having a successful homeschool. And then when all those other challenges, because we all will all face them, all these other challenges come our way, I know that God will provide us the tools and the resources that we need to handle them well. So
yeah,
I just encourage them to keep, you know, submitting those anxieties to the Lord, keep seeking Him, and that He'll really guide them to the right solution.
Yeah. Well, talk about loop scheduling really quickly. We have talked about that before on the podcast briefly, but I know it's been a while and I know we have a lot of new listeners since then. So I know many are saying, what in the world is loop scheduling? Explain that a little bit.
Okay. So I've been loop scheduling for a long time, even before I knew it was a thing. And then I read a book by Sarah McKenzie and she explained exactly what I already did. And she called it loop scheduling. I'm like, that's brilliant. And so, I ended up actually applying it to homeschooling and homemaking too. So everything I do is a loop schedule and it's just so much easier. But basically loop scheduling is just a fancy way of saying you have a list and you start at the top and you work your way through it. And when you get to the bottom, you go to the top. So instead of doing, you know, subject A on Monday, subject B on Tuesday, subject C on Wednesday, you're just doing whatever the next thing is. Mm-hmm. So basically that means if a day falls apart, which it does, you know, there are days where the day or even the week falls apart. You don't have to stress out about what you missed, about the day you missed science. You just, right. the next day, you just pick up on the next thing. And loop scheduling, just like everything else, looks different for different people. Like in our family right now, we have things that we do every day, like Bible and history and, you know, life skill stuff and piano. And then almost everything else is on a loop schedule. Some of our group work that we do is on a loop schedule. So we'll do our, you know, picture study and we'll do copy work and et cetera on a loop. And then each of our older kids have their own loop schedule. So they just go through the things they're supposed to do daily. And then they have their loop schedule that they rotate through. And so loop scheduling is super helpful for those items that always fall off the map. You know, like I know I'm going to do Bible. I know I'm going to do science because I like science, but every day history and art drop off the map. And this is a way to make sure that you're making progress on those things. Mm-hmm. You know, they never completely drop off the map. It's just a really effective tool and it can be customized in a lot of ways.
Yep. I love it. I will link to that. Cause you said you have a resource for, helping moms to loop schedule. So we'll link to that.
I have a free template that they can download and then I have a workshop. So I'll give you both of those.
Oh, that would be great. So yes, for sure. We'll check that out. And really quickly for those who missed it in part one, your blog is Proverbial Homemaker, correct?
Yep. ProverbialHomemaker.com.
Okay. Yep. Okay. So you guys can find that on there. One of the things that we recently started, thanks to Pam Barnhill, is doing our morning basket time. And I love it. I had not really done that very effectively before. Like we would read books here and there, but I had never really gotten all of my stuff together that I wanted to do for morning basket time. And my girls really enjoy it. It's been kind of a morning basket light through the mm-hmm. summer, but it's getting us in the habit of doing it. And I literally actually got a basket and I just have a few different things in there that we do every morning when we do it. And, you know, one of the things that my girls have really enjoyed doing is speed drills. And so I have my child training Bible, which mm-hmm. I love. And they both have their Bibles, and they have their Bibles closed. And then I'll go to a specific verse, you know, Revelation 3:20, and yeah. they have to race to find the verse first. And it's such a fun way for them. My youngest daughter loves it. She asks for it all the time. It's a great way for them to figure out and learn where different books of the Bible are, and just to get used to looking up scripture. And then, you know, we always have a specific book that we're reading, and we have our timeline cards, and we read one of those a day, and we do different things. And so it's fantastic because we kind of start our day that way. And then mm-hmm. this year I'm going to implement loop scheduling. We kind of started it at the end of last year. And so this year we're going to just keep going with that. But I love the freedom that loop scheduling gives, because mm-hmm. you don't have that constant pressure of, oh, now it's Tuesday and I didn't get Monday's work done, and now we're on to Tuesday and we're behind. It just gives you that freedom, especially, like you said, for the type B homeschool mom, to be able to kind of have that freedom and flexibility of letting the day kind of turn into what it's going to turn into, regardless of what our schedule looks right. like, but not feeling like we're always behind on different subjects. So right. We will definitely link to those, but you guys can also check those out at on Tana's website. I want to ask you one last question before we end here. I want to talk about encouragement. I know, you know, with homeschool moms, I feel like we always have this pressure from one end or another. And not just as homeschool moms, but as moms, it seems like it starts when our kids are so young. You know, we're like, well, is your child walking yet? Is your child crawling yet? Is your child reading yet? Is your child doing algebra yet? Like, there's always the next thing that maybe our child is doing, but our neighbor's child isn't doing, or vice versa. And so I know there can be a lot of pressure sometimes, and sometimes there can be kind of this, not a divide, but almost a feeling for the type B homeschool mom who's talking to the type A homeschool mom, where she feels less than that type A homeschool mom. She just feels like she's really not enough, because type A homeschool mom has it all together. Her house is always clean. She always has dinner on the table at 6 o'clock in the evening. Her kids are always showered and their teeth are always brushed, you know, by 9 o'clock in the morning. And they're always sitting down for their morning basket time at 9 o'clock. Happy and ready, which isn't a reality for everybody. But in our minds, that's how it is. That's how everyone else's homeschool is. How can we encourage one another as homeschool moms, whether we are the type A mom or the type B mom, or maybe the type C mom, who's all of the above? How can we encourage one another and just support each other in the way that God created us to be as homeschool moms and as families?
That's a really good question. I think the first thing that we need to do is become comfortable with where we are and our own homeschool journey. And mm-hmm. I already mentioned to stop, you know, stop comparing yourself to other homeschoolers and pull yourself out of that trap.
Right.
So when you catch yourself thinking, well, maybe my kid should be writing that neatly, or maybe my kid should be learning Latin, you know, right. or whatever it is, or maybe I shouldn't have, you know, dishes in the sink and piles of books everywhere, or whatever it is. That's exactly what my house looks like right now. So that's why I keep saying that. But when we can pull ourselves out of that and remind ourselves of the truth that we are a work in progress, that our homeschool is a work in progress, we are a bunch of kids and adults thrown in together, you know, life is going to be messy.
Yep.
The goal isn't to be perfect. The goal is to make progress and to, you know, educate our children well and point them to Christ. Those are basic things. That really helps, because then when we look at somebody else and what they're doing, we can have grace and understanding and just no judgment at all. We're just helping them and encouraging them. So on Facebook especially, I would just really encourage moms to be gracious and kind, to not assume that their way is the right way and that way is the wrong way. As long as we are, like I said, educating our children well and pointing them to Christ, that is the goal. And we need to come alongside each other and encourage each other and pray for each other and build each other up. So if you're a type A mom, you mentioned type B moms feeling bad compared to type A moms, but there's also a couple other things that happen. You know, type A moms, so to speak, it's almost ridiculous to put them in those two categories.
Right. But
you
know what I mean.
You know, you can look down on somebody who doesn't have it all together and think, well, they need to shape up. Or you can look at a type A mom and say, well, clearly they don't understand the freedom of flexible homeschooling and they're ruining their children by being so rigid.
Right.
It's just all over the place. Yeah. And I really think we just need to show grace and encourage each other. And that just goes a long way. People will hear you better when you speak with kind, gracious words than when you come at them with criticism. Yeah. So we have a tremendous opportunity as homeschool moms to encourage each other and come alongside each other and pray for each other. And we don't want to miss out on that.
Right. We're all on the same team. We're all in this together. And I love that, you know, it's what we've been talking about through this whole thing. It's all about pointing our kids towards Christ. And so however God has wired you to do that with your children,
right,
that's how he's wired you. And however he's wired our children to be able to accept that leading, that's how he's wired them. And so, yes, I appreciate that encouragement as well. Tana, thank you so much. Tell us again where people can find out more about you and what some of your resources are that you have available.
Sure. You can go to proverbialhomemaker.com and you'll find the blog there, and you'll find lots of resources for domestically challenged moms like me and the type B homeschool moms, and lots of resources for pointing your children to Christ. So I have theology curriculum, Sound Words, it's a catechism, and I have a lot of scripture cards and printables with coloring pages. I have some courses for moms like the loop scheduling workshop or chore system, or one of them that was really meaningful for me is the Relaxed Mom Homeschool Planner, or the Rhythms and Routines Homeschool Planner. And that just teaches you, it comes with a course that teaches you how to craft your homeschool around your unique family and your style, instead of just trying to cram it into, you know, a box. So anyway, there's lots of resources to go through, but I really hope that they're an encouragement to you.
Yeah, I'm sure that they will be. We will put links to those things in the show notes, but I know people don't always check the show notes. Actually, I don't know how often people check the show notes. So just go to proverbialhomemaker.com and you can find all of her resources. Your website is very easy to navigate through. So thank you again so much, Tana, for your time today. Thank you for your encouragement and for all that you do to serve the homeschool community. I know that you work really hard for Ocean Network and, you know, for your state, not just for homeschoolers in your state, but all across the nation as well. So thank you for all that you do. We are grateful for you and thank you for being on with us today.
Thank you very much.
Yep. All right, you guys, thank you for listening. Have a fantastic rest of your week and we will see you back here next Monday. Bye.